Shalom to all! Today's officer is Shalom Daf Mem Hey, and we're talking about a third of the way in at the two dots with the words Amrav Tanchuma and Vilnsur's Daf. It's right at the beginning of Chaf Hayom Urbeis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarah Basi Biaka Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we continue discussing this Machlaikas, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, how big the Aron was. Obviously, the Torah says that it's 2.5 by 1.5 Amas. However, how big was the Amma? That was Machlaikas. Remeir says the Amma was 6 Tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda says the Amma was 5 Tvachim. We had explained yesterday that according to Rav Meir, not only did the Luchais fit inside the Aron, but also Moshe Rabbeinu's special Sefer Torah was able to fit there because there was enough space. Now we're going to be talking about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Tanchuma, Tanchuma says, Iskashias Kumir Pinchas, I asked him for Rabbi Pinchas, pay attention to the pretty significant girsa change over the next couple lines. Rav Meir Nicha, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. According to Rav Meir, it's good, but Rabbi Yehuda is problematic. As we just said, according to Rav Meir, the urn was large enough that Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah could fit inside, but what about Rabbi Yehuda? And that's what we continue with. Sefer Torah Hechen Muna Chaltait Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where was the Sefer Torah placed? And the answer is, Kaminikoskaya Asu Loim Bachutz. They made like some sort of compartment or a box for it outside the Aron Kodesh, v'haya Sefer Torah Munach Masaychai, and that's where the Sefer Torah was placed. And my time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the source for Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsev, the pasuk says, l'kayach ha-Sefer ha-Torah ha-Zev, v'samtem oisei mitzad Aron Bris Hashem v'chulu, take the Sefer Torah and place it on the side of the Aron Bris Hashem. And he understands this to mean literally on the side, dahainu outside of it and not inside. The Gemara continues, and here we have another gears of change, matam to Rabbi Yehuda, here's another source for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that it was outside. That's because the pasuk says, m'satz ha-Kvaris al-Aron m'mal of a Geimer. Let's read the whole pasuk. It tells us, "Mishtatzes kaparis al aron mamala." You'll place the kaparis, which is the cover of the aron, on top of it, and then it says, "Vela aron titein es ha'edos asher etein lecha." And the little translation of this is, "In the aron, you should place the edos, the testimony that I will give you." Now, can anything be placed inside the aron if it already has its cover on it? Here's another source for Rabbi Yehuda that it was placed outside the aron, not into it. Now, we just clarify according to Rav Meir, because it seems to be from this pasuk that it had to be placed outside, not inside. So, as the Gemara says, "Al datir Rav Meir du amar in mukter mukher b'tayro." According to Rav Meir, he says that in Mukhtar Mukhar B'Torah, there's no official order in the Torah. Just because something's listed now and something else is spoken about later, it doesn't mean that that's how it happened. It could be it happened in the reverse order. Therefore, he understands as follows, Ela ve'ela aron titein es ha'edos asher etein alecha, that Hashem first was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that inside the aron you should place the edos that I'm going to give you, v'achar kach, and afterwards, when it's like a paris al aron mala, you should put the kaparis, you should put the cover on top of the aron. So the sequence of how it actually happened is the reverse of how it's written in the pasuk. Now, once we mention the Sefer Torah, we continue discussing it. Rav Pinchas says, this Torah that Hashem gave Moshe, he gave it to him and it was white fire etched with black fire. That's basically the white cloth, the white parchment, and it has black letters on it. And the reason why we're saying that it's fire is because the whole Torah is spiritual and there's many deep explanations to this which are beyond the purview of this shir. On top, the Gemara continues, he ish, it is self as fire, muvlels ba'ish, it's mixed with fire, chatsuva me'ish, it's hewn from fire, unsuna me'ish, and it was given from fire, hadot. That's what the pasuk says. Miminoi eish das lamai. And on to Halacha Beis, we continue the previous Mishnah, which had told us that there was 13 ishtachavayos, 13 bowing downs in the Beis Hamikdash. Hechon ha'yu ishtachavayos elu. Where were these bowing downs? Where would a person bow down? We're going to see in the Gemara why they would bow down, but where would they bow down? And the answer is Arab Betzafin v'Arab Bedarim, Shalosh b'Mizrach u'Shtayim b'Ma'ariv, Keneged Shalosh Asar Sha'arim. There was 4 in the north, 4 in the south, 3 in the east, 2 in the west, and this corresponded to the 13 gates. Now the Mishnah is going to list where all these 13 gates were. Let's just draw a picture in our mind of the setup of the Hazara. When one walked into the Hazara, he's coming in from the east, that's Mizrach. Towards his right is Tzafin, north. Towards his left is Darim, that's south. And straight ahead, which is walking towards the Kodesh Kedashim, and obviously the back wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that's west, that's Ma'ariv. So I think Mishnah goes on to list all these Sha'arim, all of these gates, or these entrances. Sha'arim Duraimim Smuchim L'Ma'ariv, the southern gates that are closest to Ma'ariv to the west, which means it's the southwest or the back left of the Beis HaMikdash. The first one was called Shar HaElyon, the upper Shar. The reason why it's called that is because since the Beis HaMikdash is built on a mountain and the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash was lower than the back part of it, or the Kodesh Kedashim part, so this is actually the highest gate. That's why it's called Shar HaElyon, and it doesn't say what it was used for. The gate closer to that was called Shar HaDelek. In modern Hebrew, Delek means fuel, and this is the gate that the wood was brought through. Coming out a little bit closer towards east, Shar HaBachayrois, the Shar of the firstborns. That's when we had a firstborn animal that's going to be brought as a carbon. It was brought through that gate, and the fourth one on the left-hand side was Shar HaMayim, the water gate. And v'lamana kashmai Shar HaMayim, why was it called Shar HaMayim? The answer is, Shabai machis n'soicha shal nisach HaMayim b'chag, because on Sukkot, that's the gate that the water for nisach HaMayim was brought through. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, he says, Bai HaMayim mefachem asidim liyos yotzim tachas miftan habayis, that's l'asa lavai, where the water is going to come out from underneath the threshold of the house of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara is going to discuss this at greater length. Now again, these were all the gates on the southern, on the left-hand side. Lumasan, corresponding to them, Bitzafin, in the north, that's the right-hand side of the Beis HaMikdash, Smuchim B'Mayriv, starting once again closest to the west. Again, that's closest to the back wall, if you will, of the Beis HaMikdash. The first one was called Shar Yechanya. We'll see in the Mishnah why it's called Shar Yechanya. Shar HaKarbon is the next one. That's where anybody who needs to bring an animal that was Kodesh Kadashim, which is Shechted in the northern part of the Azara, so he comes through this northern gate. The next one is called Shar HaNashim, the gate of women. They would come in with their Karbonas through this one. And lastly, Shar HaShir, this is where all the musical instruments were brought through. Now we clarify, Shar Yechanya. Why was it called Shar Yechanya? That's where King Yechanya went out when he was brought to Golos by Melech Bavel. He went through that Shar and he davened over there as well. Hashem Mizrach, what about the east? Again, that's the entrance of the Azara. Shar Nikanar, that was the main gate called Shar Nikanar. Vishne Pishbishin Hayulai, Echraminav Echramismailai. It had two small entrances, two small doorways, one to the right, one to the left. And that's actually the way that everyone would get in. There are these big, beautiful, grand doors called Shar Nikanar, but they wouldn't be using them on a daily basis. They wouldn't be walking in and out through them. They were actually closed. And the main doors that everyone used were these two Pishbishin on the right and left. And Ushnaim and Mayriv, there was two in the west. That's the wall behind the Kodesh Kadashim. V'loi Hayolam Shem, they didn't have a name. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.